Cynthia Barnett wants girls to know how to write code, build robots, and hack computer programs. Barnett is a lifelong educator from Norwalk, Connecticut. And when she retired from her job as a high school administrator, she was upset to see girls losing interest in STEM classes. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. And that's why she created the Amazing Girl Science Program. AARP took note of her work and named Barnett one of five national winners of its Purpose Prize this year. Barnett joins us now. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Each winner receives a $50,000 cash award. Do you have any plans?
Absolutely. I'm going to be extending my program by offering a two-week summer program for high school girls. And it's not just a camp. It's going to be a program that's going to last for 4 years. We will follow those girls to help them cope with high school, to help them achieve their own highest level, and provide whatever resources they need to do that.
Let's go back to the beginning here and tell us, why did you decide to dedicate your career to teaching?
Well, you know, it's like I'm an educator, mm-hmm. and education runs through my DNA. And when I left the school system, I wanted to do something to make a difference. And I read an article called Why So Few? In other words, why so few women were going into the sciences? And a light bulb went off for me that I could use all my experiences, all my expertise to create a program to ignite the spark in girls for STEM.
And when did you create Amazing Girl Science?
That started in around 2008.
Does the program reach out to girls through the school system, or do they come to you?
They reach out to girls through the school system. Then by word of mouth, I get girls from all over Fairfield County and even some places in New York. They come to my science conferences, and where I get about over 100 girls attending twice a year, in the fall and in the spring.
Is it different for a girl if she shows interest in the STEM classes than it is for a boy who shows interest?
The only difference really is when we mix boys and girls together in STEM classes, especially in programs like robotics, boys tend to take over the programming and girls tend to sit back. But when girls have to build and program robots when it's only girls, they have no choice but to do all the programming and to do all the work that comes with that.
You know, it appears that a lot of tech companies these days are trying to attract the attention of girls and women. There's an ad that is currently running, I think it's General Electric, and it features a girl named Molly who relies on engineering to help her do her chores. She invents a way to take out the garbage and clean the house. Is this a sign that society is becoming more accepting of women in the sciences?
Yeah, absolutely, especially after that movie called Hidden Figures.
Mm-hmm.
Society is beginning to realize that women are not at the boardroom table, that women are not in positions where they could make changes. And so they are providing now more opportunities for girls, especially young girls, because those young girls are going to be doing the 21st century skills, and those are where the jobs are.
Cynthia Barnett is a recipient of the AARP Purpose Prize. Cynthia, thank you so much for talking with us today, and keep making the world a better place.
Thank you so much.